You're listening to SBS News.
Home to the world's oldest continuous cultures and to people who identify with over 270 ancestries, Australia is known for its multiculturalism, but there's never been a uniform approach to measure that cultural diversity until now. Dr. Demetria Groutis is the co-author of Counting Culture, a report from the Diversity Council of Australia and the University of Sydney's Business School.
We really wanted to get clarification around the definition of cultural diversity and also establish standardised measures that can be implemented in a meaningful but also accurate and simple way without losing the complexity of what cultural diversity is.
Immunologist Kumi De Silva says she hopes businesses follow the approach, as someone who shared her experiences as part of the research. She's a strong advocate for sparking conversation around cultural diversity.
We all have many layers, right? Based on our families, the community we live in, places we've worked, either internationally or within Australia, the languages we speak. So the experiences we bring are very different. And just by recording country of birth or the main language you speak, I think is not nuanced enough.
The report recommends, rather than just an umbrella term that's ticked, such as cultural diversity, five main measures should be used to assess someone's cultural diversity: their cultural background, the languages they speak, their country of birth, religion, and lastly, global experience. The report's been 10 years in the making, and the researchers believe it will be invaluable to help businesses to capitalise on the skills that diverse employees can bring to the workforce. Lisa Anis is the Chief Executive Officer of the Diversity Council of Australia.
It's really important that organisations embrace Australia's multicultural identity and learn how to represent that, because we know that the multicultural market is worth $75 billion globally to Australian organisations.
Those involved in the study want the approach to be adopted across the board. But first, Kumi De Silva says the 800 members from the Diversity Council of Australia will be encouraged to use the approach in their own workplaces.
I'm waiting for a day when we don't even have to talk about this. We don't need reports like this, and I can just sit at the table because I feel my contributions are valued, and I don't have to say, well, where is the cultural diversity? Are we talking to everyone who can contribute to this issue to give us solutions?
Lisa Anis says there are many advantages to having more inclusive workforces right across the nation.
If you have a diverse and inclusive workforce, that diverse and inclusive workforce is going to be much more likely to be productive, be engaged, be innovative, solve problems better, and reduce risk. That's really great for business. We also know that creativity and problem solving will mean you are more likely to be effective with broader markets. That will make you more profitable. And we also know that if you extend that into your strategic imprint as an organisation, then it will prepare you to be a workplace and an organisation of the future.
Alan Lee, SBS News.